Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and committee. I so much appreciate being here and the honor of having your citizens come and participate, and that we have citizen legislature to listen. We thank you very much. I'm going to talk about the economic issues of the moratorium and these things. As I spoke last week, I know I brought up some things I want to go into a little deeper today. I brought my little visuals. If that have your permission to hold them up? Okay.
As long as you can do it in 3 minutes.
Okay, I am.
15 seconds per visual.
A very quick recap is that in the economy, we have several markets. We have the external market, and that is where we produce goods and services, ship them elsewhere, and outside money comes to us. We like that very much. Up north, we've had a lot of trouble with that because of the mills closing and the Ethan Allen closing. It's been very difficult to have a very robust external market. And so we have the destination market, which is our strongest sector of the economy, and that is where people from elsewhere come to us. We share what we love, our beautiful area, and they leave their money with us. It's great. Thank you. This is the strongest portion of our economy. We also have the local market, where we sell things to each other with the money that we got from everywhere else. And then there is the drain market, and as I had talked to you about that last week, that is where someone from elsewhere comes in, uses our resources, and the profits go elsewhere as well. As we know, these types of projects are this sort of market. It does not benefit our economy. One of the points I wanted to bring forward that I didn't have an opportunity last week is that this market, the drain market, this sort of projects impact our destination market, which is our most effective market in the North Country, or northern half of New Hampshire, and much of New Hampshire is strong in this. If we allow things to come into our area that impact this so gravely and are permanent, we have done great disservice and destruction to the economic well-being of pretty much the northern half of the state. I'd like to bring that to your attention. I am in support of House Bill 580. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Thank you. Any